Today's program was brought to you by Whole Foods Market. For more information, visit wholefoodsmarket.com.
Okay, everybody, it's time for a game. I'll sing my song and you do just what the song says. Here we go. Rub your tummy just like this. Rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard while we sing our song. Rub, 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 rub.
Hey, everybody. This is another episode of Growing Good. We are live out of Heritage Radio Network in beautiful Bushwick, Brooklyn. Not that beautiful today. Kind of overcast. I'm so excited today because I have an old comrade and dear friend in the station with me, Mr. David Pajo.
Hello.
Hello. Obviously, Pajo is inspiring to many of us, but to me, more so now because he is a dad. He's got two wonderful kids. We have kind of a tradition on the show where you introduce your miracles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
How do I do that?
Just their names and their ages.
Well, my daughter's name is Alina May Pajo, and she's 5 and a half.
That's so awesome.
And my son's name is Fernando Lucas Pajo.
Wow. Yeah. Those are really, really, really heavy names.
Yeah. In we just call him Lucas, but he's named Fernando after my dad, so he's, and my grandfather, so, and,
oh,
and
that's
my brother,
like a,
too, so he's oh, the
wow.
fourth. Yeah.
I never even heard you talk about a brother.
Yeah. Well, my brother passed away.
So. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. No,
that's
all
why.
Right. Yeah, that's why I don't talk about it.
Yeah. Sorry.
But I'll talk about it on the air. I'm just kidding.
Well, Fernando, all the Fernandos in the world are here with us today. I'm hoping in spirit anyways.
Yeah.
So Pajo is here. Obviously, just a little bit of background in case you don't know who David Pajo is, which I'm sure is, you know, not the case. Pajo is the original member of Slint.
Yeah.
And for about how many years now? 11 years you've been putting out Pop M records?
I guess the first one came out in like 98 or something, I think.
Yeah.
When I was playing with the Trucks at the time when I put out my first solo record.
Oh, so almost like 15 years we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a long time.
That's amazing. And he's been putting out records under the name Papa M with Drag City, based out of Chicago for all this time. And, you know, it's just amazing and it's beautiful. And today he's going to be sharing with us some instrumental MP3 tracks straight from his phone. It's pretty awesome. We've got definitely a punk rock rig going on over here. He's got his iPhone. I brought my son's keyboard cord that turns into a three quarter inch, and it's going right into the mixer just for you guys. So we're gonna play some songs, and they're off his new record called Live from a Shark Cage, which is also from Drag City. And I just found out that it's an all instrumental record, which is really amazing. You've never done that before.
I did some instrumental stuff in the early days, like the early singles and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Were they like vinyl?
Yeah, vinyl.
Cool.
Yeah.
But those are all done. It's probably really hard to find those.
Those are pretty hard to find.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I don't even know if I have copies of them. But.
Right. Well, what inspired you like with this record? You were just at home. I mean, did your family life at all inspire the instrumental?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think my kids, they don't really like when I sing for some reason.
Whoa.
Yeah, I think they feel like it's weird or something, and I'm taking attention. It's like I'm not paying attention to them or
right.
something. So, but they like when I play guitar. So,
nice.
I would start writing songs just playing guitar for them.
Wow.
And like, yeah, just like pretty slow songs
right.
and stuff.
It's completely the opposite for me. Wally loves me singing to him, but I cannot play instruments around him because he just wants the instrument. So he'll just be like crawling all over me or like hitting it with his bat. Like he gets really freaked out. Like, like he just wants to do it. And then when he can't do it, then he gets frustrated. And then like I have to literally like put the guitar away because then he's frustrated that he can't do it.
Right.
So, but the singing, no, I mean, the singing has been like full throttle since like, you know, since the womb, since he was in my belly. I used to totally sing to him in the bathtub. That was like my favorite. And when I would do it, he would like roller coaster in my tummy. It was just nuts.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
I know. That's so amazing that you guys had two. So how was pregnancy for you?
It was pretty intense. I totally like gained weight and stuff. Like I was the pregnant one. Yeah. But it was great. Both times I got to cut the umbilical cord and all that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's so great that you were there. I know. I can't imagine people not being there. But, you know, it's different strokes for different folks. Like my brother won't go in the room. And my sister won't let the husband in the room. So it's like, it could be both, you know, it can be the female and the man. She's like, doesn't, you know.
That's right. Yeah.
I was really pissed off. I couldn't see it. I wanted them to like put a mirror there and they like wouldn't let me. Oh, and then really? I wanted to videotape it and they were like, cause insurance clauses, they wouldn't let me like just, and so I didn't get to see it. And I'm like, I'm doing all the work here, man. And like, I don't get to see this thing happen. It's just, that was kind of annoying. So, I mean, men have that advantage.
Did you have take any drugs when you did it? Or
no, I didn't.
Wow.
Nice. But I have to say, and this confession, I asked for it at the end. I was like, because I really couldn't breathe in between contractions and I was like vomiting all over myself. What great morning talk. But and so I was like, I really need it. I can't do it. But then they were like, no way, sister. Like, you're 50 minutes away. Like, there's so I have to say, you know, I didn't do it, but I did ask for it in the end there. But it was too late. So, but, you know, my intention was to do it that way. So I was glad that it, I loved it. I was glad that it ended up going good. Well, so we're going to play one of the MP3s, and then when we come back, we're going to talk about the huge tour that Paho is going to embark tonight. And we're also going to let you know, obviously, where to get tickets and all of that jazz. So you want to introduce this one?
Yeah, this song is called Roadrunner. It's just, it's a song that I wrote, you know, for my kids, basically. This is a recording of a practice that we did. So
right, here in New York, because he's been practicing here in New York. That's why we have the pleasure to have him.
Yeah, here's Roadrunner.
Thank you.
Wow, that was beautiful. Roadrunner. And you can get that track right now on Papa M's new record, Live from a Shark Cage. So, Pajo, tell us a little bit about this tour. So he's in New York now. He's rehearsing the show. I mean, I don't want to give too much away, but I'm not going to tell you what the band is like. But let's talk about where you're going first. Where are you going tonight?
Tonight we fly into Dublin, and then we drive straight to Cork, and we play a show. The tour starts in Cork. We do the UK, and then we go down to France and Belgium, and then I think it ends in Sicily. We go through Italy. And
you're
stuff.
Going to Sicily?
Yeah, Catania. I can't wait.
I am so jealous of you. I'm Italian, you guys, born and bred, and I've never been to Sicily. To me, it's like my Cuba. Like, I have to get there, you know? Like, it's supposed to be bananas.
Yeah, isn't there an active volcano there or something? Or
like, I mean, I don't know, but I don't know because I've never been there. That sounds amazing, but I know that it's just crazy. And like, I mean, it's completely different than Rome. I mean, it's like two totally different cultures, and even the dialect. Like when I meet Sicilians, they're talking to me, I have no idea what they're saying.
Wow,
no clue.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and also, I just heard it's just a lot of, like, you know, it's like a lot of gambling, a lot of crazy stuff. It's kind of like going to Mexico City or something, you know. There's gonna be like, there's a lot of action.
Yeah.
But I also heard that the food is amazing, and it's the only place where you can get like real balsamic still. They sell it in like little tiny tincture jars. Like, not the balsamic vinegar that me and you're used to. It's like the real thing, and it's like $200 for a little thing. That would be a really nice gift to bring home.
Oh, yeah. That's a good tip.
Yeah, and you can put it on ice cream. They eat it on ice cream. I mean, just the whole like food thing is going to be crazy.
Oh, man,
I would definitely
wait.
Recommend to eat out.
Yeah.
I know, but you guys must get so tired on the road. Do you get to go out and eat?
Yeah, but it's like, you know how it is. It's like after sound check, you have a couple hour window to get some food.
Yeah, and a lot of times when they give you free food and you feel like you should take it and save the couple bucks.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
So then you're just eating bar food all the time.
Yeah.
But so you're going to hit Italy. Are you hitting France?
Yeah, there's a couple shows in France.
You guys, you can get all this information, all the dates at, it's davidpajo.com.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, davidpajo.com/tour, I saw, is actually, but you know, just go and check it out and you can get all the tickets if you're planning a trip in Europe. If you're not, Pajo promises that he's going to come back in September, right?
Yeah, there's
it's already being worked out?
Yeah, we're working on a East Coast tour and
okay.
I think there'll be a show in New York and a show in Brooklyn. I'm not sure where yet, though.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So a little history about me and Pajo, because it's just so hilarious. I met you because we had a mutual friend, Maximilla, and I had this loft, and she was like, oh, my friend Pajo needs a place to stay. And like, he's, you know, you were recording something. He's going to come, and I, you know, don't know anything about him or whatever. And I think I remember I opened the door and I was like, look, just don't steal anything. I'll be back in 3 days or like something like that. Yeah. And you were like, who is this person? But I think that must have been a little bit of relief to you, because you were looking to have a place of recluse, and you definitely found that at my house, because I was like, Dave Pajo, who? I was like, just, you know, I was like, I'll see you later. And I feel like that must be sometimes hard for you to find just that.
Yeah. Especially in New York, that having that solitude was great. And,
and also,
I used your cassette machine to record that
record.
A whole record.
Like, and you did it while I was sleeping or something sometimes, and I didn't even know. So there's this amazing, obviously, it's not only my favorite record because, you know, I was spiritually involved. Like, it actually is so sick. And I'd love to give big ups to our dear friend Dirk, who ended up putting the record out.
Yeah.
It's a Misfits cover record that Pajo does that is just so, I mean, you think you love the Misfits. What you did was, it's not even just about the fact that it's beautiful and that he sings the songs amazing, and they are all live tracks, because he really did do them on my 2-track. It wasn't even a 4-track. Do you remember?
Yeah, it was just a cassette 2-track recorder. Yeah.
And I don't even know if you know this, but like way after you went on, because that was while you were rehearsing for the Slint reunion tour. That's what it was. That's why you were in the city for that long. That's right. And when you went off, I found the tape.
Yeah.
And I played it in my Volkswagen tape machine forever. So I would listen to this cassette. I don't know if you know this story, where you would do the takes like 2 or 3 times, and you'd be like, fuck, oops, we're going to have to edit that. Sorry. Okay, my producer will take care of that later. But anyways, I'd listen to the tracks, and like, I just got to like, I listened to the whole thing, like you doing the takes, and they were all so beautiful. But he really, it only took him like 2 or 3 times to get each one of the ones that ended up on the record.
Yeah.
But what's amazing about that will give you a new appreciation to Misfits songs is that we all love the Misfits, but you know, it's happening so fast and the lyrics are happening so fast. And what you really did for me was like give me even more pride for Misfit songs, because since you slowed it down and I could hear the lyrics and really appreciate them, I mean, these songs are written like it's unbelievable. So you just brought that scope, you know, that spectrum around where I was like just sitting there listening to the words and the lyrics as opposed to like the drums and the beat and like the energy of it. I was like, it was the first time that I was like, these are amazing lyrics and they're really deep and they're about like our world and like the government. I mean, they're just, it's really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I took out the aggression so you could kind of, you could hear the lyrics. The lyrics are really good for those songs.
And I know.
Well written and the melodies are great.
I know. And so you can, I mean, this came out on vinyl only, so I don't even know if there's any vinyl left, but if you want to get a copy, you can get in touch with Black Tent Press.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Dirk, woohoo. We're going to get a lot of tags on our Facebook post today.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you made a beautiful vinyl. I'm sure if there aren't any vinyls left, I'm sure there's some sort of digital something download that he's going to have for you to buy.
Yeah, I think you can download it now.
Yes, on the website, something.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that was what was really amazing for me. So Paho made time to come here to the station. We're so thankful for you. And then tonight he's going to get on his plane, check out the tour dates. And so you're going to do East Coast in September. And what about everything else in between?
I might go back to Europe in August.
But not Midwest, West Coast? That's
nothing set up yet.
Oh, great. We got East Coast love.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. Do you feel like your shows are, you have better, like you just feel more comfortable on the East Coast, or that's just the way it turned out?
It's just the way it turned out, really.
Right.
I want to do the West Coast, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure when, maybe in October.
So. Right. All right. Awesome. Well, we got another, you know, exclusive MP3 here from Paho. What's next?
The song's called Drunken Spree. but it's
also about my kid. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
This is about a different time in my life, but it's kind of influenced by Delta blues and like old time music. So
amazing.
I'll play that for you now.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
that was amazing.
Thanks.
So we were just talking about all of that is all coming out of one amp. I mean, and the bass player, but that's all Pajo people. Yeah. People, Pajo, all of it. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
It sounded like there was like a whole like drumming section and the vocals. That's amazing.
Yeah, I tried to do it so I could play solo and it still sound like a full band.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
But Pajo was also letting me know in the break there that he is going to be singing songs at his shows from some of his past records. So you guys can look forward to that. Because I know when you sing at shows, it's just like earth shattering. So even though this is an instrumental record and this is what the tour is about, he's going to be doing some songs off his record, Pajo, which is one of my favorites. And any other highlights you want to give away? Or?
That's pretty much it. Yeah,
that's like your singer songwriter record. I love that record.
Yeah,
songs
yeah.
are really good. Are you gonna do any of the Misfits ones?
Maybe one or two. Yeah.
Oh, that's gonna be so killer. Yeah. That's gonna be awesome. Yeah. So before we say toodaloo, though, I was just wondering, like, in terms of like being a family man, and you know, Pao was just letting me know we got to give him big ups as a daddy because he's actually moved twice to pursue his partner's jobs,
yeah.
which is amazing. They moved to Columbus, Ohio, and then now they're living in Philly.
Yeah.
And that's really amazing because it's hard to find that support as a female. So as a mom, I got to say that's really amazing. And I'm sure you get the same support in return from your touring.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
But how do you find time to rehearse since you were saying, I mean, or where do you go? You go outside, you go to the basement, like give us a little scoop about like, where do you get to write?
I actually have like a separate apartment, which I can barely afford, but it takes so much work. Yeah. But it's like my bachelor pad that I can retreat to and like
bachelor work pad on for music. Music. Just for the music.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
Sometimes you can watch a movie, but that's it.
Yeah. No, it's not. Yeah, it's like it's got all my junk, all my records,
right.
And musical instruments. I've acquired a lot of crap over the years.
Yeah, but that's an interesting idea. So that's another way to get around family life. And do you retreat there maybe like after the kids are gone to sleep?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I go there and I can work on music and
right.
I can play loud if I want to. So
right. So it's like, you know, less sleep for us as usual, but you find ways around it to work it. And, you know, maybe like a attached studio, a second apartment. That sounds amazing. I'm so happy for you. I'm so glad that you're still making music and you're still doing it. That's so rad.
Do you sleep less as a result of having kids too?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Don't get me started. I'm one pair of hands. Sleep is like, I was actually just saying now that Wally started sleeping through the nights, it's a total bummer because my body's programmed to wake up. So even on the days that I can sleep, my mind wakes me up.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Like even now for rehearsals, no matter what time I go to bed, I'm up at 5:30,
right.
6.
Like, even on your days off or something.
Yeah.
Not days off, but yeah. So, you know, but that's just part of it. But I love those naps in the afternoon with Wally on the couch when we both just pass out and the dog's licking my feet. So I got no complaints. How about you?
Yeah, no, that is the best. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We're so thankful.
Yeah.
I'm going to pop out more. What do you guys think about you?
I think two's good.
Two's the perfect. Boy, girl, done.
Yeah.
It's when you get like, you know, and you want to keep trying.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing. And I'm so thankful for you to come on the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's so good
to
see you. And I love you so much. I really do.
Oh, I love you too.
All right, guys. Love and light. We love all of you. Check it out. DavidPajo.com. And tune in next week. I'm going to be doing some attachment parenting pros and cons. And also quit cussing. Wally started cursing, and we probably know where that comes from since I just cursed today. See you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This, rub it all day long. Rub your tummy, rub it hard. While we sing our song. Rub, 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 rub.
Thanks for listening to this program on the Heritage Radio Network. You can find all of our archived programs on heritageradionetwork.com, as well as a schedule of upcoming live shows. You can also podcast all of our programs
on iTunes
by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store. You can find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter for up-to-date news and information. Thanks for listening.